Scott Parker was on top of the world. He'd just finished his college entrance exam, and he couldn't wait to find out what university he would get into. He studied hard for the rigorous test and knew he did well, so he squealed with excitement. "I can't wait to get out of this town," Scott said to himself as he breathed in the crisp Colorado air. He walked toward the glorious mountain, Pike's Peak, back to his house in the foothills. Scott's mind raced with thoughts of college. He was so caught up in his daydream, he forgot to look both ways before he crossed the street. A rusty pickup truck barreled toward him as he stepped into the road. Scott looked up with surprise, but it was already too late. The truck crashed into him at top speed. The young man's body was tossed violently through the air. Scott landed in a pool of his own blood, smack onto the pavement. That was the abrupt end of life as he knew it. Luckily, an ambulance was nearby and raced to the scene. Paramedics carefully lifted Scott's badly bruised body onto a stretcher and loaded him into the ambulance. Without immediate care, Scott would have died on the spot. Scott's family put him on life support, hoping desperately to keep him alive after the shocking accident. He had his whole life ahead of him. What a shame to lose him so soon. As they cried over his paralyzed body, he slid into a deep coma. While he shut out the outside world, a new, more glorious one took its place. A bright light surrounded Scott as he opened his eyes to discover the wonderful world of Eden. It was a glorious sight to behold. Green hills filled with blooming flowers of every color, clear blue skies, songs chirping, ripe red fruits bursting from the trees. "Did I die and wake up in heaven?" Scott wondered. He couldn't help but laugh. As much as he missed the promise of life on Earth, he quickly forgot all about college and his family. He immersed himself in the harmonious world of Eden. He ran through the fields laughing. He bathed in the clean stream with warm, welcoming water. He ate the red fruits until he burst with satisfaction. Then he snuggled up under a tree and took a nap. "Hello, boy," a stranger greeted him sometime later. The stranger jostled Scott awake. He opened his eyes to see a tall old man with a long white beard standing over him. Scott flinched and sat upright. He assumed he was alone in Eden. "Oh, hello," Scott said to the stranger. "Who are you?" The old man laughed.
"I'm Joseph. You're not from around here, are you?"
"Well, no." Scott scratched his head, wondering how to explain himself to this man.
"I didn't think so. But because you are here, that means you're very special."
"I am?" Scott asked with surprise in his voice. "I mean, sure, of course I am." The old man laughed again. He extended his hand out to help Scott to his feet. Scott was much shorter than Joseph and felt intimidated by him.
"Don't be afraid," Joseph said with a smile, almost as if he'd read Scott's thoughts. "I'll keep you safe."
"Safe from what?" Scott asked. Eden felt like the safest place he'd ever been.
"I'll keep you safe from the snakes," Joseph promised. "I don't know about you, but I don't like snakes. They're vicious here."
"I don't like snakes either," Scott said. He felt relieved to be with someone who seemed to know his way around. So Joseph took Scott under his wing and showed him a new way of life.
"Everything must live in harmony in Eden," Joseph explained. "We must maintain balance."
"Am I dead?" Scott asked.
"I don't know. Are you?"
Scott didn't know. He still felt a pull toward his old life on Earth, but his connection to his old identity was fading fast. He liked life in Eden, and soon it felt like he'd lived there all his life. Joseph was like a father to him, always looking out for him, teaching, guiding him. Scott believed everything Joseph told him about this magnificent place. One day, when Scott was picking fruits in the garden, Joseph ran up to him in a panic. "What's wrong?" Scott asked. Joseph went on a wild rant, talking a mile a minute.
"Slow down and start over," Scott insisted. "I didn't understand a word you said. What's going on?
He'd never seen Joseph worked up about anything. He'd always been so cool, calm, and collected. Joseph took a deep breath and explained,
"There's an imbalance here in Eden. We need to fix it at once."
"What's wrong? Tell me what happened."
"It's the snakes. They're rising up against us. We need to keep them in their place."
Joseph always warns God about the snakes of Eden and how dangerous they could be, but Scott had never actually seen any. He couldn't imagine where they had been hiding, but he didn't want to find out. This place was perfect, but it could easily turn from heaven to hell if it were overrun with snakes.
"What can we do about it?"
Scott asked. Joseph looked Scott in the eyes and said,
"You must become their leader."
"What? That's insane. How do I do that?"
"They only trust their own. You must become a snake to take over their herd."
Scott couldn't believe his ears. He had to become a snake? How was that even possible?
"You're the ruler of Eden, Scott. You always have been. I didn't tell you sooner because I didn't want it to go to your head."
This news shook Scott to the core. He ruled Eden? This was all too much. He had to sit down.
"If you eat the seeds of these fruits and wish to be a snake, you will be a snake. It's as simple as that."
"How come you never told me before?"
Scott's mind reeled with so much new information. He had trouble processing what Joseph was telling him.
"There's no time to explain. Will you do it? Will you maintain the balance of Eden? I know it's a lot to ask, but if you don't do it, this place will crumble."
Scott didn't know what to think. He looked deep into Joseph's kind eyes, searching for understanding. All he knew was that he trusted Joseph explicitly. He was becoming like a father to Scott, and if he said this is what was needed to save this place, then Scott had to agree. Scott forced his fear away and faked a smile.
"Of course I'll do it. If you think it needs to be done, I trust you."
"Brilliant. I knew I could count on you. Here, sit. Eat the seeds."
Joseph led Scott to a nearby log and made sure he was comfortable. He cut open the red fruit and exposed its seeds. Scott hesitated.
"Can I turn back after the snakes are under control?"
"Of course," Joseph promised.
Trusting Joseph's word, Scott gulped the seeds up.
"Now imagine yourself as a snake. Since you are the ruler here, if you will it to happen, it will happen."
"Really? It's that simple?"
Scott thought it all sounded so crazy.
"It's that simple," Joseph promised.
Scott closed his eyes and imagined himself as a snake. He didn't believe he had the power to make it happen, and nothing happened.
"Focus. Really concentrate," Joseph pushed. "Believe in your power as the ruler of Eden."
Scott took a deep breath and tried again. He imagined himself ruling over this wondrous place. That brought a smile to his face. He slowly began to believe that he had the power to make anything happen here. Why not? He imagined himself as a five-headed snake. When Scott opened his eyes, he was a snake. In fact, he was a five-headed snake, exactly as he imagined.
"It worked," he thought.
"It really worked. I am the ruler of this land. Now, how do I find those problematic snakes to bring them back into balance?" Joseph laughed. From Scott's perspective as a five-headed snake, Joseph loomed over him like a god. The man was so tall and powerful compared to his new body. Scott watched as Joseph took out a sword. His friendly smile faded into a sneer. Joseph turned from a trusted father figure into an evil villain before Scott's eyes. Joseph swung his sword, trying to kill the snake.
"Oh no! What have I done?"
Scott wondered as Joseph chased him through the garden, trying to kill him.
"You silly boy," Joseph said with a cackle. "Now that you're a no-good, rotten snake, I will kill you and take Eden as mine. Once Eden is under my control, I will take Paradis and Gardenia, and I will be the most powerful ruler in the universe."
Scott's snake eyes zeroed in on the evil Joseph. He snapped his five heads and bit Joseph in the stomach.
Joseph howled, grabbed Scott by his snake body, and threw him against a tree. He nearly lost consciousness, but he saw his rival coming toward him with his sword drawn. Scott shimmied his snake body as fast as he could to avoid Joseph's blade.
Get back here! Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit,
Joseph said with an evil laugh. He stabbed Scott's tail, locking him in place. He tried to get away, but he was stuck. Scott looked up with fear as Joseph bent down to pick him up. Joseph slammed Scott's snake body into another tree, stirring his insides. He swung Scott around again, and his five heads rattled against the bark of the tree. Joseph rammed him again and again into the tree until Scott's soul drifted into oblivion. Joseph held the dead five-headed snake and laughed at how powerful he now was. With Eden, Gardenia, and Paradis under his control, he would control the universe. He threw the dead snake with all his might, sending it flying into the far-flung reaches of the galaxy. At that precise moment, lightning struck in Denver, Colorado. A five-headed snake flew down from the sky and wrapped itself around a light pole at the crosswalk where Scott had been struck by a truck. Several people nearby stopped to get a closer look. One man shouted,
Is that a five-headed snake?
People screamed at the ghastly sight. Could it be real? How did it get there, and was it dangerous?